We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are continuing the sugya of Kisui Adam, and we're starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Shachat Vlei Kisa. If someone did a Shechita, he didn't do Kisui Adam. Vero Achar Chayav L'Chase. Someone else sees it, he's Mechuyev to Kisui Adam. And don't say only the person who shechts is Mechuyev. Anyone who sees that it needs Kisui Adam has to Mechaser Adam. Actually, the L'Chatchila Din is by the Shechit. But if he doesn't do it, then anyone else comes, he has to cover the dam. Kisov v'nisgala, if someone did kisa dam, and then it got uncovered again, potter, it's potter. Because the ma'aseh, he did the mitzvah already. And we'll see the Gemara from Madrasha that you only have to do the mitzvah once. Potter melchasas. Kisov ha-ruach, but if the ruach covered it, that's no, there's not done any ma'aseh kisa, then chayev l'chasas. And we'll see the Gemara, it's only, of course, if it's nisgala. But if it's not nisgala, so there's nothing to cover, so in Vada, you don't have to uncover it to cover it. But the halacha is that kisa ruach is not considered a ma'isa mitzvah, and therefore chayav l'chasas if it gets uncovered. So the Gemara, let's see from Midrasha, the din of the other people are chayav l'chasas. Tanu rabbanim shafach v'chisa, it says in the pasuk that the person who does the shechita of a shafach has domo v'chisa v'afa, you cover v'afa. Misha shafach, the one who does the shechita y'chasa, he should cover the dam. Shachat v'loy kisa, v'ro achar, let's say someone shechted and didn't cover it, v'ro achar, and someone else saw this uncovered dam, and nayin shechayav l'chasas. Hey, how do you know that he's mechuyev to the kisa dam? Shenamar the pasuk says va'omer lebnei Yisrael. Beginning the pasuk says va'omer lebnei Yisrael. It says in the pasuk, lashon pasuk. It's actually the pasuk afterwards says ki nefesh kabas dam v'nafshehu va'omer lebnei Yisrael dam kabas loyisachelu. So it says that the pasuk right afterwards lebnei Yisrael, and we darshan since in the parasha kisei adam we darshan hazar lechol bnei Yisrael. Everyone is responsible to do the kisei adam. Tanya the another bright so. V'shafach v'chisa, the halacha is, b'mashu shafach boy, in the same thing you used to do the shechita, which is what, the hand, yichasa, you should cover it. Cover it with your hand. So yichasenu b'regel, you shouldn't kick dirt with your foot. Shlo your mitzvah is b'zuy yisalav. So the it's not only a drasha, the Gemara is saying a reason for it. The reason is, you shouldn't show a bizu mitzvah by kicking the dirt over the dam, it's showing bizu mitzvah with my foot, not the hand. And Rashi says, that's done by hand, mashafach b'yodai. So it's coming out from here that you have to do kisa dam dafka with the hand and not with the foot. But it sounds like even more than that, it has to be dafka hand. But if you look at the Divrei Chamudos on the Rosh and Simon Zayin, the Divrei Chamudos Simon Chavdal, he says like this: Pirush Rashi v'Masha Shavach b'Yodei. Ava Rambam v'Atur Kosvu oy besaken oy bekli acha. You can use a kli to cover the dam or the knife. V'Tamayu Mishum the zil basa taima. That the reason is loyim, it's a bezuya salav, and all these cases are not bezuya. Only kicking with your foot is a problem of bezuya. Only kicking with your foot is a bezuya. So that's the discussion over here. Rashi is not shadafka biyad, but other Rishonim say, as long as not mitzvah bezuya salav, you'll have to cover it that way. Tanya yidukum to the b'raisa. V'shafach v'chisa, misha shafach v'chisenu. One of the shechidot also the kisa adam. And ma'isa v'echad, and he has the first right, and chathil, he should do it. Ma'isa v'echad shachat, someone did the shechidot, v'kodim chaver v'chisa. And his friend came and made a bracha, kisadam, and did a kisadam. Bechayev, Rabbi Gamil, Litan Loy, Yud Yehuvim. He was Bechayev. Rabbi Gamil was Bechayev, this person who grabbed the mitzvah to pay 10 zuvim. And the Gemara wants to know, why? What exactly are you paying for? The bracha or the mitzvah? Abayi Lu, schar mitzvah or schar bracha? Which thing is the thing that has the value of that you have to pay for? Is it the mitzvah or the bracha? What's the nafkamina? My nafkamina? The brichas amazim. The brichas amazim is a mitzvah. It's one mitzvah, but there's four brachas. Then it's one. Someone else grabs bracha away from you. So then it's, even though it's four brachas, but it's one mitzvah, brachas amazim. You have to pay 40 zuvim because it's four mitzvahs, four brachas. Brachas amazim has four brachas. So what's the schar that you're paying for? What's this knas that you're paying for? Is it for the schar mitzvah or is it for the schar bracha? My toshma domale yahu mino le rebbe. So my slide goes like this. There were certain apikiris that said to Rebbe, Misha yotza harim, the one who created the mountains, loy bar ruach, he didn't create the winds. And Misha bar ruach, loy yotza harim, he didn't create the one who created the winds, didn't create the mountains. The chesiv says in the pasuk, ki hine yotza harim bar ruach, and he's a different lashonis, yotza harim bar ruach, umag lod ma'aseichoi, and goes right to that pasuk. It says, mashma, that the person, that the creator who created the harim did not create the ruach. Amalei shoita. Shuffle the safe the crawl. Go look at the end of the pasuk. You're saying a half a pasuk. At the end of the pasuk, it says, goes further. Umagid lo dema secha oisei shachar efo v'dorech abom se oretz Hashem elekei tzavaka shemoy. Goes back to the whole pasuk. Who could do all this? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So go to the end of the pasuk. Hashem tzavaka shemoy. Amalei, so the min, it was a good taina. The min said, you know what, let me think about it. May I have a rebuttal? Only in the currently zimna tlasi yemi, give me 3 days. I'll come back with a rebuttal. Madir lach, I'll come back with an answer. Madir lach tifzi, I'll come back with an answer. Yosef Rebbe tlas tanisa. Rebbe sat a tainis, 3 tanisim. He's nervous. He's the god ladar. You don't want anyone, even people will think that he has a good taina back. He didn't want anything to happen. So, and it's 3 tanisim he sat. And he's finally ready to break his fast. He's about to break, want to break his fast. Omrulei, there's Bnei Bayis told him, Mina Koya Baba. There's the min is at the door. Someone's knocking the door. Must be the min coming to with an answer. Omar, he said over this pasuk, Vayitanu Bivarusi Roish. Roish is lost enough something bitter. Bivarusi is my Suda. He put something bitter into my Suda. I'm about to eat my Suda. And he made it bitter for me. So, and then L'soif, Rashi puts the words like this, L'soif ishtakach l'yuhava el minacher. At the end it turned out, it was not that min, it was someone else, a different min. Amalei Rebbe, Mvasa Toivai Senilach. I'm giving you good news. Lo'yimah tzotshuva yivecha. He didn't find the answer to you, and therefore he jumped off the roof, killed himself. Nof m'nagag v'meis, he's not around anymore. So I'm giving you good news. Amalei, so Rebbe said, returning chosh tisar esti, you want to maybe eat us? Amalei, hey, yeah, sure. L'achash, achav shosh, after he finished the suda, Amalei, he said to the min, koisha bracha at the shoisa, or yabam zuvim at the noital. And it seemed like he wanted him to leave. He didn't want him to be here. No way he was given benching, he's a min. But he didn't want him to even get the schar of saying amen on every bracha, which is kilu he's mavarech. And therefore he would get the schar of the four mitzvahs, the four brachas of benching. So he says, I'll pay you off 40 zuvim if you don't stay, or you plan on staying. I want to drink Kosh Bracha, which I want to stay here for the Suda. Kosh Bracha is worth 40 Zuvim. And this is what you see, this is what you answer the Shiloh, that the Schar is the Schar Bracha, the four Brachas. This family of this men who drank the Kosh Bracha, stayed for Benjamin Rebbe, they're still around that family. Between the big shots of Rome, that's the name of the Mishpacha, they're still around. Now, Tosfos actually bavarns that if it's four brachas, the chor is 5 brachas, because you make a prayer pretty often as well. So let's break Tosfos to the Maschal. Oy abams about the night. Break Tosfos. He says shesia. He says lo shaychas chab bracha. He's saying loshen shesia is lav davka. But he says v'mtaymar oy nun zuvim avali l'meim. Should have given 50 zuvim. The ika birchas berberi gav yachav b'mazoin. So he answers that he goes going to Bani Yama, holds, you don't make a bracha. Because Bani Yama holds himself, if you make a bracha in the middle of Suda, on Bari Gof, you don't make another bracha on the benching, on the Kaisha benching. And therefore, there was no Kaisha benching to make a bracha on, and that's why it's only 40 Zuvim, not 50 Zuvim. So the Maravaita said in the Mishnah, Kisov v'n Esgala. If you cover it, and it got uncovered, you don't have to recover it. Omer v'acha b'rei d'rav, l'rav ashi, ma'in shtom ha'shav ha'zaveda, why is it in the shav ha'zaveda, with a loch, is don't amar, if someone loses Aveda, you give it back to him. Lose it again, you give it back to him 100 times. Amalei, their lashon actually is, I think, Hashav Teshivim. So tomorrow, no, here's different. Amalei, Hashav like Ksiv Miuta, Hashav Ksiv Miuta V'chisahu. Here it says a Miut, V'chisahu. If that's only one time you have to cover it, and not more than that. It said in the Mishnah, Kisah Ruach, if the Ruach covered it, the Halach is, you still have to cover it. Chayav L'chas says, Amar Rabba Bar Rechan Rav Yechon, Aloi Shonu El Shechazim Neskala, only if it got uncovered. Avaloi Chazim Neskala, if it did not get uncovered again, Potom L'chas says, you don't have to, you're part of them covering it. You're part of covering it, if the Aloi Chazim Neskala, if it's still covered, and actually some of the Shonim say, even if it's covered with something, it's not kosher for Kisah Adam. It's not covered with offer, it's covered with some other material. Still, if it's covered, there's no chiv kisei adam, but if it gets in the scala, it is. Break the gemara. If chazam scala, may hava ha'itchle. It's dichoy. Dichoy. The chayr is dichoy. Dichoy means at this point it wasn't chayv a mitzvah, so it should be dichoy and shouldn't be able to do the mitzvah. My papa is the mitzvah. Ain't dichoy as a mitzvah. No dichoy as a mitzvah. There's no dichoy eitzel mitzvah. There's no dichoy. That the whole din Rashi says of dichoy means by carbon. By carbon, if it gets the squab for a certain amount of time, it's no good anymore. But my mitzvah is no such thing. Ain't dichoy mitzvah. Which really a shaila masech the sukkah could be some achleikus there. Break the Gemara, a different kasha. My story the Tanya, a sheikh of an evil dam be karka. If someone shechs and the dam got swallowed up in the karka, absorbed in the karka, it says chayiv l'chasis, you chayiv to cover. What do you mean? It says over here kisah aruach, you're not mechuyev. So and Gemara says what's the case kisah aruach like not mechuyev? If it's still covered, here also it's still covered. So why are you chayiv? So the Gemara has some kirshume nicker. The case of that case of sheikh of an evil dam is talking about the Rishuma is nicker, it wasn't Nivla Lagamri, and you're still chayev to mechase. Mashen kes in the Skasa Adam in the Mishnah is talking about Ade Ruach, Mishnah is nothing nicker at all. So Rishumi Nika, that's a chiddush of this brisa. Rishumi Nika is enough to mechayev ikisa dam. We see the remnants of the dam, then that's enough to mechayev the din of kisui hadam.